Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Friday. Thank God for this day. It's Friday. It's the end of the traditional work week. Most people, this is the end of that work week. And so we thank God for his grace and mercy and for the work that God is continuing to do in you and through you and for you. Amen. It's Friday. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I want to thank you for joining us on our Hope City radio blog talk. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. We thank God for his love and kindness. We thank God for all that he is doing. Aren't you happy? Aren't you glad to be in old saints would say, glad to be in the land of the living? Amen. So thankful to God for another opportunity to live for him, to be a guide, to be a voice, to minister life, to walk down this road where God can be glorified and we can lift his name. We can be grateful and thankful unto him and bless his name, because we have found out, I have found out, that the Lord is good. He is good. I know it's not always the way you want it to be, and things are not always how we envision them, and you know, things don't always fall in place the way we would like, but the Lord is good. And I'm learning that you've got to be able to say that in the midst of whatever you're going through. Not that what I'm going through is good, not that what I've lost is good. That's not what I'm asking you to recognize. I'm asking you to recognize that with everything that's going on in your life, with everything that's going on right now, with what you're feeling in your spirit right now, what you're wrestling with, what you are dealing with right now, I want you to be able to say, but the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. guy to be able to say it, even when you don't feel it, even when you want to say the opposite, when you want to say, man, God is just, I don't know, when you want to say it, before those words of doubt come out of your mouth, let the words of faith come out of your mouth. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Lord is good. Not he's going to be good. Not he's good on some stuff. He is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Do you believe it? Do you stand on it? Do you trust him with it? Do you lay down everything for it? I know that God is good. I know what I'm feeling. I know what's happening, but I know he's good. I don't quite understand all that God does. I don't understand the doors he opens and the ones he refuses to open. I don't understand. I can't explain why some are blessed and this happens. I can't explain those things. And if I try to spend my time thinking and trying to figure everything out for God, it would just, I couldn't do it. But I'm making up my mind to just simply say, whatever's going on, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Take that approach. Step out on it. Stand up in it. Believe God through it, and trust God with it. That's it. Trust God with it. I know it might not be everything you want it to be, but trust God with it. Believe him. Stand on his word. When you're doing the will of God, I want us to know that it's not always going to work out. There used to be a time when I thought in my young walk with God that as long as I'm doing the right things, quote unquote, the right things, then that means that God is going to, or the blessings of the Lord are going to be with me, or the things that I'm believing God for are going to happen, and the things that God wants to have happen in my life, those things are going to happen. And so I thought that the key to getting what I wanted or needed from God was to simply do God's will. And I thought in doing God's will, the result would be the Lord blessing me. And then I grew up and I found out that there are days when you do his will, there are months and weeks and years when you do his will, and you stand up and walk up right before him, and the result, the other side of it is trouble and mess and issues and pain. And if you don't mature quickly, you're going to get disenfranchised, thinking, well, I must be doing something wrong. I must not be in God's will because things are not going the way I think they should go. And I found out that there are times when you are doing the will of God, and this is for somebody today, when you are doing the will of God and you are absolutely in God's will. It doesn't mean you're perfect. I don't want you to ever think that being in the will of God means that you are perfect and you are sinless and you have no issues and there's nothing going on and that's a mistake that many people make. So we don't ever think that we're in God's will unless everything is going exactly the way it's supposed to go. I am walking with the Lord. I am not in any sin. I have no issues. Everything is happening. No, you can be in the will of God and still struggle with sin and struggle with your flesh and struggle with your speech and struggle with your management and struggle with your faith and your hope. But I found that if I keep on trusting the Lord, if I keep standing with, if I take the word of the Lord, and really when he says trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, even when you think your understanding makes sense and it's easy. He says, don't lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways and everything you do, acknowledge him. God, I'm acknowledging that I cannot do anything without you. I cannot make anything happen without you. I cannot. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And then here is the promise. He will direct your path. Notice, he never said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make everything work. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and everything will fall in place. Nope, doesn't say that. In all your ways, acknowledge him. If you trust the Lord with your heart and don't lean to your own understanding, and if you acknowledge him in all your ways, then everything's going to be perfect. No, the scripture does not say that, though many of us live and want to believe and act that way. He says, no, I'll direct your path. And sometimes, saints, that path goes through the valley of the shadow of death. But guess what? If he's directing your path, that means he's with you. If he's directing your path, that means God is guiding you. If he's directing your path, that means that he is ordering your steps. He's with you. He sees the potholes. He sees the enemy. He sees what the enemy's going to try to do. He sees it all before it ever happens. So he's saying, it might not be perfect, but if you acknowledge me, I'm going to be with you. It might not be perfect, but if you acknowledge me, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to stand by you, and I'm going to direct your path. And so guess what? Since God knows where you got to end up, where you need to wind up, since God knows that, who better than to direct your path? And so God wants you to know that even if your path is being directed by him and it goes through the valley of the shadow of death, he's with you. If he's directed by him and he's taking you up the steep side, hard part of a mountain, he's with you. If he's directed by him and things are going well and going good, he says, here's the thing, I'm with you. So I want you to embrace today, as you go into this weekend, embrace that whatever I'm going through and whatever is happening, God is with me. Lord, help us to be. Let's pray. Help us, Lord, to be in a place where we don't need everything going perfectly, where we don't need everything falling in place exactly the way it's supposed to, where we don't judge your blessings or your hand or your presence with us based simply on the fact that everything is working out exactly the way we want it to. God, let us be able to recognize that your presence is with us, even if we feel like our bed is in hell, that your presence is with us, even if we feel like we're on the uttermost part of the world. We are in the darkest and most dismal place, that we would recognize that your presence is with us, even when the job ends, your presence is with us. Even when people are lying on us and cheating against us and plotting against us and working against us, when things are not working the way we think they should, we stand on the word that your presence is with us. And God, wherever your presence is, there is liberty, there is freedom. And so, God, I pray that you release us to the place of your presence, that you release us to the glory of your work, release us to the power of where you are, God, that we might recognize that though we are going through, you are with us, your presence is with us, and your spirit is upholding us. Oh, God, we stand firmly on your word. We stand firmly on what you've called us to do, and we say that though it doesn't look like it, we trust you. We say though things are not happening the way we want them to, we have joy, we have peace, we have love, we have grace. All those things are working in our favor. Why? Because you are with us. Your hand is with us. Your glory is with us. So thank you, God. As we enter this weekend, we pray that you be with us. Bless us. Minister to us. Worship with us as we worship you. Help us to bless your holy and righteous name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. We thank God for you, and I'll see you on Sunday. Praise the Lord. At one of our three morning services, we believe God to open up major doors and to bless you. We love you. Have a great day and weekend of purpose, on purpose. God bless you.